where you need to be with great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Hey everyone, Sam Jones here. Get ready to join us live this Friday night on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. This weekend we head to T.L. Hanna High School, where the Greenwood Eagles come a-calling as the Yellow Jackets try to defend home field with their vaunted rushing attack. Join us this Friday night and every Friday night live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Tiptula Red Rage, we're back. You can get in. 654-7627. You want to join the conversation by phone? You can do that right now. I know the last 2 days it's been impossible. I think we set an all-time world record for most calls taking a four-hour show the last 2 days. All six lines were busy all 8 hours, and we did nothing but take your calls and complaints. But Wednesday, it's cooled off a little. So if you want to get in, you can get in right now. People complain you can't get in, and get in. 654-7627. That's the number. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Hey, listen, it's Lake Kiwi Auto Group. It's the end of summer sale. Buy any new vehicle and spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. That's insane. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. So listen to this. Save up to 15 grand on new F-150. Save up to 15 grand on a new Ram. You can compare and contrast them right there, see what you like best, or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. I want to continue to talk more college football. I still think we have a lot of questions. I think we got some answers last week and yet came away with more questions, I think, in some cases. Like, for example, I had a Georgia fan write me earlier and said Georgia's going unbeaten. Look, the best thing Georgia has going for them in terms of going unbeaten is that most of their toughest games are at home. Having said that, I don't think they're going unbeaten. I don't think they're good enough to go unbeaten. I mean, Ramona, pull up their schedule. I don't remember all their schedule. I know the toughest games are at home, but I don't think they're good enough to go unbeaten just on the surface. I mean, I just watched them give up 1 million yards to Tennessee. Kirby Smart after the game said, you know, we were lucky to win. They were the better team. They probably should have won the game, that kind of thing. And I think he was right. I mean, Tennessee probably should have won the game. And if Tennessee had won the game, Georgia basically probably be done. So I don't know if I'm ready to jump to unbeaten with Georgia. But I think if they win the Alabama game, then I think, you know, they're one of the co-leaders to make the SEC championship game at this early stage. One of the co-leaders if they beat Alabama and send Alabama packing, which is, I still sort of think that might happen. I believe in Kirby Smart more than I believe in DeBoer and his bunch at this point. What do you have, Ramona, for Georgia?
Okay, their next game is Alabama, home.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Kentucky, home.
Okay.
At Auburn.
See, they're not winning at Auburn, so they're not going to beat them.
Okay.
So, no, hold on. So, they're not going to win that game, so I don't think they're going to beat them. I think that scratches that notion right there. You forget Georgia going to beat them. I just think Auburn is going to beat Georgia on the Plains. I don't have much doubt about that.
Mississippi at home.
Yeah, that's a revenge spot for Georgia. They got throttled last year at Ole Miss. So I think they take care of business there.
Florida in Jacksonville.
Yeah, well, I'm picking everybody against Florida right now.
Okay, at Mississippi State.
Probably tougher than it appears, but Georgia wins.
Texas, home.
Yeah, I think they lose that game. Now, if that game was even played this week, Georgia wins that game because Arch Manning's got to figure some things out, and you know Texas to figure out if Arch Manning is healthy. But I think by the time we get to that game, I think Texas wins that game.
Charlotte at home.
Yeah. Okay.
And then at Georgia Tech.
Which I think they lose. I think Haynes King has put Georgia on his list, and I think he's going to beat them, just as he beat Clemson. I think that's who he is. So I don't think Georgia's going unbeaten. I think they're like a 10-2, 9-3 type team, and that depends on beating Alabama. If they lose to Alabama, then they could flip-flop spots with Alabama all told, and the season could turn sideways for Georgia. I think the Georgia-Alabama game is a loser-leaves-town game. I really do. I know it would be Georgia's first loss, but when you combine it with the way the defense played against Tennessee, if Georgia were to lose to Alabama, then I think their season goes sideways. If they beat Alabama, then they might be a 10-2 team. That's probably what I would guess at this point. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think it's look, what do we know about these teams in the SEC so far, right? You know, I bumped into Reese Davis the other night somehow on satellite radio, and he was talking about the top of the SEC. And one thing, you know, and obviously he's in the promote SEC business, but one thing he said that I think is correct is he suggested that, you know, there are a lot of, I think his words were, his exact quote was, really good teams in the SEC, but that he wasn't sure there was like a national championship type team as yet. I would say that's completely correct. I would say that's 100% correct. I think the SEC right now looks like a good league with a lot of balance, but it doesn't look like there's a great team right now. Now, you know, Bengal John might disagree with that. Maybe LSU turns into that. Maybe Texas turns into that. Maybe Georgia turns into that. But as of now, I don't think any of those teams really look that part. I think the teams at the top of the Big Ten look like they might be that. But even they, a lot of those teams have played nobody. I mean, look, I think Penn State's a really good football team, but there's no way to know that based on who they've played to date because they've played nobody. I mean, I don't even know who the best team they played is. Villanova? I mean, come on, man. All right, so they've played absolutely nobody to date. The Penn State belief really stems from last year and what they had coming back, what they accomplished last year and what they have coming back. You know, Ohio State has shown some substance. They beat Texas. I mean, I think that counts for something. You know, I still don't think they look great yet, and I still question their the running back room, which I think was a big help to Howard last year. They don't have that ingredient. People is just okay, and Donaldson's a hammer, but he's a 4 yards and a cloud of dust guy. He's never going to break any big runs. He's the West Virginia transfer. So I don't know about them. Oregon looks great, but, you know, against who, you know, we'll see. I thought Moore would have a big statistical year. I think as most listen to the show know, I said he was a dark horse Heisman guy before the year. I said I thought he'd throw for 4,000 yards. Those things are probably going to happen because I think every Oregon quarterback does that. But I don't think Oregon is winning in Happy Valley. I don't think they're winning at Penn State. I believe that's who they play next week. I think that's next week. Ramona, do me a favor. Look up the Penn State schedule. Or look up the, you know what? Look up the Oregon schedule. Look up the Oregon schedule and let me know whether Oregon plays at Penn State next week. Because I was thinking that's the case. I do not think Oregon is going to win that game. I think they could still be in this mix at the end. You know, the Big Ten obviously has at least three seemingly elite teams. By the way, the team I forgot to mention in the SEC conversation is Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is going to beat Texas. I put them 8 before the year. I think Oklahoma is a team that could wind up in the SEC championship game at the end, and I neglected to mention them. So in that SEC conversation, and look, we're going to find out something this week with Oklahoma and Auburn, which I think is a really big football game, a very big football game. So what do you have, Ramona?
What, you want to know when they play Penn State? What is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know when they play Penn State, but I also want the whole Oregon schedule from right now.
Oh, okay. After right now they got Oregon State.
That's,
and then
hold on. They have Oregon State this week?
Yes.
Okay, Oregon State obviously sucks out loud. Okay.
Okay, and then they're at Penn State.
Okay, so is that next week?
It's on the 27th. So this week they have Oregon State,
next week.
And then they have Penn State.
So that'd be next week?
Yeah.
Okay. And does that list the start time for that game?
The Penn State one's at 7:30.
The Oregon-Penn State game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's any way Oregon wins that game. I just don't. I think Dante Moore's had a nice little run so far. I think he's going to meet an entirely different level of opposition in that game. And I think that Penn State is going to jam it right down Oregon's throat and ask them how they like it. I don't think there's anything Oregon can do about it. I think that, I don't misread me. I don't think Oregon's getting blown out by anybody. Ohio State sort of took them out in the championship game last year, but I don't think that's happening to Oregon. I don't think they're going to be blown out, but I do think Penn State is going to win that game. And I don't know, 34-24, something like that. I just think that – I think Penn State feels they should have won that game last year at Autzen, and I think they should have. It's sort of hard to imagine you don't win a game where you average 10 yards a rush. You know, the Penn State running attack has not been as good yet because the combo blocks and the climbs to the second level have not been as effective as you would expect for an offensive line that basically returns intact and on paper is the most talented offensive line in the country. But they've been getting better, and I think they'll be just right in time for Oregon. And I think Aller sort of owes them one, too. So I would expect Penn State to beat Oregon next week. Obviously, that's going to be one of the biggest games of the year in college football and certainly a game among chief contending teams without question. All right, so what does Oregon have after that?
Then they have Indiana at home.
Yeah. That's Robert's other team. I think that Oregon will take care of business against Indiana.
Okay, and then they're at Rutgers.
Okay, they'll win.
And they have Wisconsin at home.
That's pretty cozy right now. All right.
Then they're at Iowa.
You know, Iowa seems like a place where teams like Oregon goes to die. You know, honestly, almost everybody who goes to Iowa goes there to die. It's a tough place to play. You know, they may not be great, and they're not, but, you know, they'll slow that game to a crawl with Oregon, and they'll force Oregon to play a game they don't want to play. Oregon may still have too much talent for them. We'll see.
Then they have Minnesota at home.
Yeah, you know, Minnesota's got a pretty talented young quarterback in Lindsey and a really great running attack if everybody's healthy. They were down to their four-string running back last week due to injury.
Then they have USC home.
Yeah, they'll win that game.
Then they're at Washington.
At Washington could be a little salty at the end of the year. We'll see. We'll see about that. Let me tell you about Yoders. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoders offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoders. Yoders Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more, engineered wood, truss manufacturing plant, installed services, which include cabinets, stone, garage doors, etc. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. This is Yoder's. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Hours Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you, that's the way it works. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
If you're a home builder or contractor, you care about the bottom line. So dealing with a company that gives you the most competitive pricing on flooring products really matters. You expect them to deliver exactly what you ordered when you need it. That company is Greer Flooring Center. For quality service on your flooring needs, call Greer Flooring Center, 864-513-8212. Now with our new state-of-the-art showroom open at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Earn more with your savings. For a limited time only, Founders is offering 18-month certificates at 4.32% annual percentage yield and 18-month IRA certificates at 4.58% annual percentage yield. Learn more at foundersfcu.com/dividend rates. You don't want to miss these rates. Federal insured by NCUA, membership qualification required, $500 minimum balance, 18-month term, dividends compound quarterly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're back. Hey, Ramona, Texter 844 writes, stopped at Yoder's today to pick up my Yellowwood. Great people. How about that? How about that? A Yellowwood stain. Great people. Love that. Love that. Thank you very much. That's exactly what we're talking about. All right, let me get to my man, Dre. Dre, how are you, Dre? Good to have you.
What's going on, Walt? Hey, brother.
Hey, good, Dre. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Oh, yeah, for sure, my man. I just wanted to get in on a few points. Yeah. First question I want to ask, where is Tyler from Spartanburg when you need him? I mean, he came out, he picked Dabo off when we came out, we better. So
yeah.
Somebody needs to, somebody need to find Tyler. I mean, maybe that's what we're missing.
Yeah.
But on a more serious note, though, I wanted to get in, man. It's not more so just about football. This is about overall well-being of the ACC as a conference as a whole.
It's funny because somebody just asked me that, too. Somebody asked me if I would predict the ACC from this point in terms of how it comes out. So,
that's what I wanted to get into. Because, I mean, it seems like to me, like, I remember growing up, like, more so on the basketball end anyway. Like, the ACC in basketball used to be elite. Like, at some points, it was almost the college basketball equivalent to the SEC in football, if you will. I mean, what went so wrong to the point that now we're basically on life support and they're just waiting for Clemson and FSU and a couple of the schools to leave so they can go ahead and die? I mean, was Maryland just that far ahead of their time and they saw the writing on the wall when they jumped ship?
No. Well, look, Maryland was operating so far in the red that, I mean, they were being run by idiots, and they jumped because of financial needs. They were basically bankrupt as a sports institution, and so they had no choice. They were the drunken sailor, and I don't know if they're better now or not in that regard. They may still be bad. They may just have more money to waste. So I don't know what the answer to that is, but in terms of, so you're asking what happened to the ACC in terms of football?
I mean, just overall as a conference as a whole. With Clemson,
yeah.
I mean, we're at a reality where you're about to lose founding members of the ACC. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation.
Well,
so it's just like,
yeah, I think what happened was
Pac-12.
Yeah. Well, what happened was that Miami and Virginia Tech failed, especially Miami. I mean, Miami's never won squat. Like 25 years in the ACC, they have won nothing. I mean, and so they've been a massive fail. When the ACC brought Miami in, they thought they were bringing in, you know, the U. That's what they thought they were bringing in, and instead they brought in a program that hasn't mattered forever. And so we'll find out. This year, maybe that changes. You know, I mean, Miami seems like they could be a legitimate contender this year. There's a chance that even if this thing doesn't involve Clemson this year at the end, that it could involve the ACC because, you know, Florida State looks good thus far. I mean, we don't have much to go on, really, one game. But Miami certainly looks good, and the way they beat down South Florida, I think sort of speaks to the their legitimacy. Yeah. So, you know,
like, I can't believe I'm saying that. Me personally, like, Miami is my pick to win it this year. I mean, I put on Facebook the other day, I was like, well, it looks like Miami's going to get their first ACC title.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they have to be the favorite right now, and then elsewhere in the ACC, I mean, I think your next two most likely teams to play for the championship are Georgia Tech and Florida State. I think those are the three most likely teams as of today. Now, you know, it's a long season. A lot can happen. The problem with Clemson losing to Georgia Tech is Georgia Tech's schedule is easy, and that basically gives Georgia Tech a two-game lead over Clemson unless you wind up in a three-way tie.
Okay. I got one more question about the conference, and then I'll take it off the air, boss. My question is, so, I mean, we look at the recruits that we've been getting in. We've been doing all right. We get recruits in, but I want to know, like, has Clemson just utterly failed, or is the rest of the ACC just being able to start to catch up? Because, I mean, you look around, I mean, yeah, you have the three you just named, Miami, Georgia Tech, and Florida State, are the three front runners to win it all, but you look elsewhere around the country, you know, Fran Brown up there in Syracuse, you know, he's showing some promise. My biggest fear is he's coming to collect on Saturday for getting Dabo in last season. That's my biggest right now. That man is coming to collect. But he's doing some promising things, and you look around, you know, like I said, we still, like you said earlier, you don't trust Louisville. I don't necessarily trust them either, but from what I see, I tend to believe that they're on the upward trend. I don't think it's just a fluke with them. They have a long way to go.
Yeah, look, I think Brohm is an elite coach, and I think they have two really talented running backs, but I just hate Moss. I just think he's garbage. I mean, I think he's the lesser Keaton Slovis. I don't know how you win with him at quarterback. I just don't think you do. I'm discounting them. I'm not counting them as a threat because I just don't think he's good enough at that position. I pretty much think he sucks. So I think Brom will get the best out of him. I still think, you know, it's that old cliche, you can't get blood from a stone. I think that's what you have there. So I'll be surprised if Louisville makes it. I don't see that. I think it's those other three teams and then whether Clemson can rally or not. I think it's still a long season, and Clemson is hitting, you know, a better part of your schedule. But that all starts with Syracuse. I mean, I have no idea what we're going to be talking about Monday. I'm a little scared of it, to be honest.
Like I say, I want to believe in this team, but they just ain't gave me nothing to believe in.
I get it.
And it's just, like I say, I'm a Tiger fan through and through, but you got to give me something to give me some type of hope. And last thing, like I say, I'll take it off the air. I know it's still early, but what's your prediction for Clemson basketball this season in the conference, my man? I'll take everything off the air.
Yeah,
bro.
Thank you, Dre. Yeah, I'm not ready to make that prediction yet, Dre. I think Louisville is going to be pretty elite. I think Clemson is the most interesting team in America. And part of that is we're here. But I do want to actually talk about that. And I actually meant to get to that the other day. Maybe we'll mix in some of that before the end of the show and talk a little bit about the specifics. Not so much the schedule. I don't really care about the schedule. I know it sounds odd. I'm not a big schedule person by and large, especially as it relates to basketball. I'm more interested in the team. Because if the team is good, then the schedule won't matter. If the team isn't good, then the schedule really won't matter either. So I think that's the question. So when it comes down to the ACC and the question I was asked, Ramona, give me Miami's schedule, would you? They're at Florida State. You know, obviously, that shapes up as a game that could be tough. But I like Miami at the line of scrimmage. You know, listen, I don't feel I know enough about Florida State yet. They won one game in a game that Alabama clearly wasn't prepared for Castellanos and Malzahn. I don't know if we know enough about who they are. You know, could they win that game? I guess. I mean, right now, I would still favor Miami. I mean, Miami has the line of scrimmage advantage. I mean, I would say to this point of the season, all right, to 9-17 in the season, I think the best line of scrimmage offense defense in America belongs to Miami at this point in the year. So, without looking at the rest of their schedule, again, I know they play at Florida State. I know they end the year at Pittsburgh. Give me their schedule, Ramona.
Okay. After the Gators, they play Florida State. They're at Florida State. And then they have Louisville at home.
Wait.
What?
Okay. Let's not go after. Let's just start with the next game.
Okay. Florida.
Okay. All right.
Home.
All right.
At Florida State.
Okay.
Louisville at home.
Florida and Florida State. All right, well, you know, look, there's your section of the season that decides it. You got three games right there. So it's Florida at home, at
yes.
Florida State,
yes.
Then Louisville at home.
Right.
Okay, that's a big stretch right there, big stretch. Not that, you know, that Florida's great, but that's a big stretch.
Then they have Stanford.
Okay.
Then they're at SMU.
That's still going to be a challenge. At SMU will be a challenge.
Then they have Syracuse at home.
Okay.
Then NC State at home.
All right.
Then they're at Virginia.
Okay.
Virginia Tech, not Virginia. Hmm. And then they're at Pitt.
I mean, there's some challenges there, but I think they're up to it because the line of scrimmage is so good. I mean, as long as Beck protects the football, I think they're going to be – they're going to be tough. I mean, I would be surprised. Look, out of the ACC teams we've seen thus far, okay, to this point in the season, if if you ask me which of these teams could wind up in a national championship game, I think Miami is the answer. And I think it starts at the line of scrimmage, which is what I've said all along about Mario Cristobal. People hated on Cristobal. They, you know, they called him an idiot. They said that that, you know, he makes dumb decisions. He does this. And I kept explaining that, no, that's just all wrong. I mean, yeah, he's made a couple bonehead decisions. So has every coach in America. But you're ignoring the meat and potatoes of what's happening with him. You know, that he's rebuilding this team from the inside out like he does every team. It's what he does. He's had two Joe Moore award-winning offensive lines at two different institutions, and he may have a third. But he's built the defensive line. He's built the offensive line. And this is where Miami fell from grace. This is what happened to them. I mean, they were an elite, elite program because they funded the National Football League with war daddies on the line of scrimmage. Then, as they began to fall apart, they went 8 years without placing a defensive lineman in round one in the NFL draft, which was unthinkable at one point. It was impossible. And so it was just obvious to me that Cristobal was the right guy, and it was equally obvious he was rebuilding it. You know, and by the way, they fell apart at the end of last year because their weakness was their secondary, and then everybody in that secondary got hurt. They had no one left to play. That's why Syracuse did what they did against Miami, and other people did too. So they went out and they hammered the transfer portal and they shored that area up. And, you know, and I think they're going to be a yearly contender now under Cristobal because he's always going to have the line of scrimmage, and the guy recruits great too. So, I mean, I think that's what we've seen already from Miami. Miami looks legitimate. They look very, very legitimate. They look, they're a scary looking football team, you know, and they have the next Santana Moss now too. So they've got all the pieces they need to be a legit contender, not just for the ACC, which I think is obvious. I mean, again, if you ask me which team is the most likely ACC team to make the conference championship game, I think it's Miami. Who's the second most likely? This goes to the texter's question. Well, we'll try and answer that and more on the other side. Byron, we'll get to you as soon as we come back.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
It's bow time. The Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles for a limited time. We know you missed it, because when you take a tender pork chop and sandwich it on a made-from-scratch biscuit, it's not a flavor you want to say goodbye to. It's bow time.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TramlinMills.com. Tramlin Mills, we don't do quiet.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-641. 0176 or visit CanteyCanFixIt.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeep.com.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Elevate your golf cart experience with Golf Cart Service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you need rentals, leases, or access to our extensive club car inventory, we've got you covered for both fun and business. Our mobile service truck ensures hassle-free maintenance right at your location. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to discover easy financing options and more. Golf Cart Service, simplifying your ride with convenience and expertise.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time. It's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1. To play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back and catch up on a little business. First of all, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists cause mold and mildew. These things are all bad. Contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's the worst of all. You don't want to be breathing that crap. Trust me, standing water that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. That's a fact. So call Canty today. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that aren't open, call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. I promise you will 100% thank me later. Also, before we get to Byron, let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme. The Reese family's been doing donuts right since the early 60s in Anderson and Spartanburg. It's Krispy Kreme, people. Are you kidding me? I mean, think about that. Since the early 60s, you can still bring the kiddies today and watch the donuts being made through the glass partition in Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. And then you can take those same ultra fresh, right off the press donuts home with you. They are the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. That's the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. They combine cheesecake and a donut and a little bit of lemon. How could it not be? But Ramona thinks it's the Oreo cookie donuts and their derivative, so you have those too. And then they always have special donuts and seasonal flavors, and they have all of your hot and cold weather drinks. We never quite know what the weather's going to be at this point of the year. Hey, Ramona, it's supposed to go back up to 90.
What?
Yes, it is. It's supposed to be 90 on Friday. So you may want to pause on the cold weather stuff. The hot weather stuff might be coming back. In any case, you have it all at Krispy Kreme. And for all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme? So church group, youth group, Hell's Angels, whatever. You call Krispy Kreme, you tell them I sent you, and they'll be glad to help you raise money through Krispy Kreme donuts. And Ramona, they always have some specials. So what's going on?
Okay, they have the cotton candy donut that is colored in blue icing and has a little cotton candy, you know, that little whatever that is, the sparkly stuff.
Awesome.
They put on cotton candy.
All right.
Okay, and then they have the blue ribbon apple pie donut.
Oh.
You want to read what's on?
Yes, I do.
It's filled with apple cinnamon filling. Dipped in caramel flavored icing with cinnamon cookie sprinkles and white icing drizzles.
Oh my God. It's like a smorgasbord in one donut.
And then caramel churro. Is that how you say that? Churro?
Churro?
Yeah, donut.
Any other info on that?
It says a cinnamon sugar donut drizzled with caramel flavored icing.
I want that.
Is that what a churro is?
Yeah, I want that. Okay. I want that. I want that right there. Actually, I want the last
the
two.
Actually,
all three of them. And probably at the same time. So, yeah. Give me some of that, Ramona. It's Krispy Kreme, Anderson Spartanburg. You'll thank me later. Byron. How are you, Byron?
Good. How are you doing, Walt?
Good. Thank you for getting in, as always.
I think what would be better if you take a bite of all three at the same time and see how it really tastes.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I'll take them all.
So a couple of scenarios. Even if Clemson was to run the table, at the end of the day, if they made the playoff like they did last year, back their way in, and then, you know, lose in that first game, does it really matter at that point? Because the reason why I ask that is because we all know what Clemson was last year. Yes, they came together at the end. The SMU game, SMU tried to make a late run. But then when they went up against Texas.
But Byron, let me just stop you for 1 second, okay? Because you're not the first person who said this. In fact, somebody said it to me the other day. So I just want you to clarify. I mean, how does somebody back their way in? I mean, they beat SMU, and that's how they got there, right? By being the ACC champion.
You had to have Miami lose.
Well, but that's not Clemson. That's not Clemson's fault, Byron. Clemson only can be concerned with Clemson. They can't be concerned with the. So, in other words, someone else failed and Clemson didn't fail, and that's backing in. See, I don't buy that.
I get what you're saying. I don't disagree.
All right.
But what I'm saying, though, is, okay, let's say they don't back the way in. At the end of the day, in the first half against Texas, they looked like they shouldn't belong on the field. It wasn't until, you know, halfway through the third quarter that, oh, this is Clemson. You know what I mean? It's not like they actually.
Well, look, here's the thing. I understand your question, the gist of it, the premise, but the reason I can't really respond to it is because we don't know. In the scenario you described, all right, what we know about Clemson and what our minds and eyes and hearts see about Clemson right now isn't good. So you're thinking about that Clemson, extrapolating out and say, what if they win all the rest of their, even if they win all the rest of their games, they're still, what I would suggest to you is this. If they win all the rest of the games, then they're no longer the team that hasn't been playing up to their talent level. And if they were to win the rest of the games, I think by the time they got there, they would be a very, very dangerous team because then they would have lived up to their press clippings. So I think the problem is sort of the premise. It's that you're asking me, you know, you're thinking about the Clemson team we've seen so far. And then you're saying, well, if they win the rest of their games, they're still not going to be. But what I would say to you is if they win the rest of their games, then they're going to be a completely different team than the team we've been watching thus far.
Yeah.
Because honestly, and I guess, without that, they're not winning the rest of their games.
Yeah. And I guess my other question, and I'll take it off the air with this, is how difficult has it been to analyze recruits? And what I mean is, we've seen Clemson get, you know, a five-star quarterback in Klubnik. You know, we know what Peter Woods can be, but, you know, as you said yesterday, you know, his arms may be short. He may not, you know, really necessarily be that dominator that he might have been able to be in high school. So I guess my question is, like, how much more difficult has it been to analyze talent to say, if we get this guy as a five-star guy, you know, and then everybody expects him to be the next thing since, you know, sliced bread, and it doesn't turn out that way. So how do we get back to, you know, Trevor Lawrence, where he was a five-star and he lived up to it, or a four-star and Deshaun Watson, and he lived up to it, whereas, you know, Klubnik, a five-star, did not live up to the five-star billing that he was given in that aspect, if that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, Byron, I'll answer for you off here. Thank you. Appreciate the call, as always. Well, first of all, I think that's just part of the process, all right? Whether we're talking evaluating high school kids coming into college, evaluating college kids going to the pros, and quite honestly, I think the high school to college thing is more difficult because there are more kids. And so, I don't think you can trust recruiting services to do your work. I think you have to do it yourself, and you do it with good intentions. And sometimes kids just don't develop into the players that you hope they would be. You know, for whatever reason, there are a myriad of reasons that can happen. But regardless of who you are, you're not always going to be right. The NFL spends a fortune to analyze players, and yet they hit less than 50% of the first round quarterbacks. And so, you know, they have the greatest scouts in the world and they spend a fortune on evaluation and they have more chances and more ways to evaluate and they still get it wrong 50% of the time. So when you're talking about a kid who's in high school and the transition from high school to college, which is an enormous jump. And then you add in, you know, NIL factors and all these other things. I think it becomes more difficult to always get it right. And no one's going to always get it right. I mean, Clemson has had two of the best college quarterbacks of all time in Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. And if Cade Klubnik and DJ Uiagalelei didn't equate to those two guys, guess what? That's still an amazing accomplishment just to land all those five-star guys. And they're not always all going to work out. And sometimes there are things maybe you didn't consider. Who knows what the factors are? You know, maybe DJ Uiagalelei had too much California in his game. You know, maybe Cade Klubnik just wasn't as naturally gifted as they thought. You know, but these were still the elite players in the country. You know, DJ Uiagalelei and Bryce Young were the two top quarterbacks in his group. Cade Klubnik and Ty Simpson were the two top that I remember in his group. So, you know, you're getting the best of the best. And it's just that not every guy works out to the same level. You know, not every guy is a Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson are really sort of like once-in-a-lifetime type guys, and Clemson had two of them in short order. And, you know, and I'm sure when Clemson recruited DJ Uiagalelei, and there were other factors, you know, there were no receivers here. Clemson went through a dearth of receivers. Clemson was wide receiver U for like a long time, and then went through a streak where they didn't have any. And that impacted both DJ Uiagalelei and Cade Klubnik. It impacted both those guys. Now, having said that, were either one of those guys the equal of Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson? No. No. You know, did Dabo Swinney at one point think yes? Yeah, Dabo Swinney at one point said that he thought that, you know, Cade Klubnik was the next Deshaun Watson. It didn't work out. It doesn't always work out for who knows what the reasons are. I mean, there's a whole assortment of reasons. I don't think Cade Klubnik is as naturally gifted as either one of those guys. I don't really think he's close, and I never did. But I thought he could still be an elite college quarterback with the season he had last year, with his entire world returning, his offensive coordinator, his wide receivers, his offensive line, you know, the stability there. I thought he could be great this year. He hasn't been so far. He hasn't been. So the bottom line, Byron, in your question, it's a fair question, but the bottom line is no one always gets them right. You know, so it's not an issue of what Clemson needs to do differently. It's just, you know, the next five-star quarterback you land, you hope turns out to be play like a five-star quarterback. I would say that, you know, the first two did, and these two didn't. That's what I would say. And like I said, I don't care who you are, you know, especially when you're talking about high school to college, nobody always gets them right. You know, and one more thing, the final chapter hasn't been written on Cade yet. You know, there's still more to play, and the season's not over. Quick break. Chuck, you're up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey everyone, Sam Jones here. Get ready to join us live this Friday night on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. This weekend we head to T.L. Hanna High School, where the Greenwood Eagles come a-callin' as the Yellow Jackets try to defend home field with their vaunted rushing attack. Join us this Friday night and every Friday night live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hymns has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the upstate for over 30 years. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South Stage is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South Stage Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Ready to hit the trail? Start with protection that's as tough as the terrain. Rhino Linings of Greenville, now at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters in Simpsonville.
Spray-on bed liners, rock solid durability. And while you're here, gear up with lift kits, wheels, lighting,